We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Chofei Amud Aleph, and we are starting six lines from the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Beis, B'ma Mefaisim. We learned that there was four payasim, four lotteries every day, and the Gemara said the reason why they do four separate lotteries is in order to have Beis Elikim Nalech Varogesh, to have a lot going on in the Beis HaMikdash, that's covered the Beis HaMikdash. And now the Gemara says when they do the lottery, B'ma Mefaisim, when they do the lottery, what do they wear b'shas the lottery? Which clothing do they wear b'shas the lottery? Rav Nachman Amar b'big dechol. They wear the big dechol. They don't wear the big dekuna. They wear the big dechol. Rav Sheish Shomer b'big dekodesh. They wear the big dekuna b'shas the pious. Now we know pious is not a avoida. The shaila is: do they first take the lottery and then whoever wins the lottery goes changes into big dekuna and do the avoida, or everyone wears big dekuna and then whoever loses takes off the big dekuna? So that's the machlokes of Nachman Rav Sheshes. What's the biyah adavar? Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman big dechol, why they wear big dechol? The arm of big dechodesh, because if the latter wear the big dechodesh b'shas when they're doing the pious, iki bal yisroyes the chamsi v'avdi, there'll be these strong guys who they'll grab the avoda before even lottery commences. They'll just run and do the avoda. They have the big dekuna ready. They go do the avoda. Rav Sheshes oimer the big dechodesh, the arm is big dechol, because if you're wearing big dechol, what happens if someone wins? He's going to be so excited to run through the Avodah and he doesn't have big dekodesh. So therefore we have to make sure he's wearing the big dekuna. Agav chavusa, mikri v'avdi, might go through the Avodah, therefore he holds it's better that they should have the big dekuna on already. So it's a chalakas Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. So each one's a try to bring a raya from a Mishnah or a Braisa to their side. I'm Rav Nachman. Menor min Allah, how do I know my shita that they wear big dekhal? It means v'shas the lottery, you wear big dekhal. And then when someone wins, he puts on the big dekodesh. Rav Nachman, no, I mean a lot. The Tanai, learned to the Mishnah. Masron lechazanim. They gave over, the people doing the Avodah were given over to the Shamashim. They needed help getting dressed. They had to, because when they wore the Kasoinis, it couldn't be one fold. They had to be perfect. So they needed help to get dressed. So Masron lechazanim, vayim hafshit ma'ison esbegdehim. They took off their clothing. Vayim nichir aleim el mechasayim levad. Left on their pants, only their pants. My love, Zotim Mar on top of Chafayim Nal. My love, but also Shazachul LePayis. It seems like we're talking about the one who won the Payis, and it says that the Chazanim took off their clothing. Obviously, they took off the big dechayil and to put on the big dechaydish. Because if we're talking about the one who won the Payis, why are we taking off clothing? It must be taken off the big dechayil. So it's a raya that they had big dechayil. It's a raya to Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda says Rav Sheshes will answer. This Mishnah is talking about the ones who did not win the pious. They're wearing big day kuhuna, and now Moshe Lechazon, and they took off their big day kuhuna. They took off the big day kuhuna. So Moshe says, "Hakanam mistabra." Rav Sheshes says, "I'll tell you, it's a raya. Hakanam mistabra. It's mistabra, like I'm saying that it was the big day kuhuna that was being taken off." Because if we talk about the one who won the pious, and we are referring to taking off the weekly clothing and put on to the big day kodesh, so it says they took off their clothing. They left on the pants. Now, if they're taking off the weekly clothing, what are they leaving on? They're leaving on the weekday pants. So they're putting on their kasoines, their megba'as, which is the hat, and the avnet, and then they switch the pants. What comes out? The big day kodesh pants will be last. V'atanya learned to the brisa, v'nayin shlo yedova kodem l'mechasayim. How do we know that the mechasayim is the first big day kuna that they put on? Tama loymar, we looked this at yesterday's blot. V'mechasay bad, you al besaro. It says al besaro, it teaches us that has to be the first thing on your body, is the mechasayim, it's the first one. So it's a raya that the Mishnah in Masechtas Tamid is talking about, like Rav Sheshes, that they were wearing big day kodesh for the pious, for the lottery, and whoever lost got it removed, and they left the mechasayim on. Masha'inken, if you learned like Rav Nachman, that they were wearing big day kodesh, now taking off their weekly clothing to put on the big day kodesh clothing, so why they took off everything and left the mechasayim, got them dressed? So that's a little problem, because the mechasayim has to be the first thing for on big day kodesh. So it's a raya, if I care, to talk about, for me, shaloi zoch ulbayis. V'idach, so what's Rav Nachman do now? Rav Nachman now is raya slogged up. He has a raya against him. So v'idach, holoi kosh, hoch k'toni. Ach oidem alein big dechoil, While they still had the big dechel, mabish rosh mechlis say kodesh. They put on different mechlisayim. Which mechlisayim? Then vayimafshit the moys the big dechel, took off their weekday clothing. Vayimenichem el mechlisayim levad, and they left them with the big day kodesh mechlisayim levad, and they added another three. So Rav Nachman has a way out of this. Rav Nachman says again that the Mishnah Torah is talking about they took off the big dechel. Vayimenichem el mechlisayim levad sounds like the weekday pants are on, and now you have to put on the kodesh pants last. No. The first thing they did, which doesn't say in the Mishnah, was they switched pants. They took off their weekday pants, put on their big day kodesh pants. Now the Chazorim took off the other three clothing, left them with the mechasayim. They didn't want them to be without clothing, that's what they had. They left them with one clothing, and that was the big day kodesh that was first. And then they add on the other three, so then it works out. But definitely not a raya. Rav Sheshet says that it could be talking about the ones who did not win and take off the big day kodesh, and there it's more of a mistavra about the mechasayim. Now Rav Sheshet will bring a riot to the Braisa. Again, the place of Rav Sheshet and Rav Nachman, which clothing do they wear b'shas the lottery? Do they wear everyone will be the Kodesh or everyone will be the Chol? That's the machlokes over here. B'shas the lottery, what they wear? Rav Nachman held they wore big the Chol, and Rav Sheshet held they wore a big the Kodesh. Now what's the raya to Rav Sheshet? I'm Rav Sheshet. No, I mean it all. What's my raya that they wore a big the Kodesh already b'shas the lottery? The Tanya. Listen to the Braisa. Lishkas Hagozes came in b'silki g'day lahoisa. The Lishkas Hagozes was like a big room, and Rashi says it means it was Bais Gavoya Sha'aliyah. It was like a second floor, but it means it was a big room. Hoysa Pais B'Mizracha. Where did the Pais happen? Where did the lottery happen? So it didn't happen in the Azara. It happened in one of the Lishkas. And Lishkas HaGazas happened. Lishkas HaGazas, we learned before, was the place where Sanhedrin sat as well. So Lishkas HaGazas, it was there. The Pais was in the Mizrach, was in the east side of it. So let's say we should get our east and west here. When you're facing the Heichel, so you're standing in the east. The Heichel is on the west side of the, more to the west side of Azara, and like the door of Shaar Nikra is by the east side. And then the right is the Tzafon, and the left is the Dar. So this is, they sat in the Lishkas HaGazas on the Mizrach side of it. That means like the front wall, technically towards the front wall of this Mikdash. The Zokain Yoshev Marava, and the Zokain, who was in charge of the Pais, he was watching, everything's going all right. He sat in the Marav, on the west side of the room. The Kahanim stood in a circle. And the Munah comes, he goes in the middle of them. Takes up the Mestefes from one of them. And we know, Shemenu Pais Maskel, that's where the Pais starts. And the Isak Adai to Chavir Dechol, if Rav Sheshet says, if you're Rav Nachman, they're wearing Dechol, Mitznefes B'Dechol Mi'ika. There's no Mitznefes then. They're not wearing a Mitznefes. So it's a Raya that we're in Dechol. That's Rav Sheshet's Raya that we're in Dechol. Agav, there's a big Machlokes Rishonim, if the Kohen Gadol's hat was called the Mitznefes, and the Kohen Heder was called the Mikvas. And Tosis asks over here, in the second Tosis, is Mekan Koshal Pirish Rivah, the Pirish, the Shal Kohen Heder Kriya Mikvas. So here it's mashma that they wore mitznefes. So Tosfos answers in Lashon Torah l'chud, Lashon Chacham l'chud. In Lashon Torah, there's a difference in mitznefes and mikbas. But in the Lashon of Gemara, they always call it a mitznefes. They had to always call it mitznefes, therefore it's not kasha. That's Tosfos Teretz. Akaponim, what do you see from here? If Tosfos says you took off the mitznefes, that's a raya, they're wearing big dekuna. And we just gave you the picture of the picture of what had a pious happen. Now, what did Rav Nachman do with this kasha? Rav Nachman says they're wearing b'dechol. What do you mean? They didn't wear mitznefes. Mara says, no, yeah, in. It is possible to wear mitznefes. Ketan Rav Yehuda, v'tem Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, koyin sha'asa le'imay kesaynes, oivid boy avaydes yachid. The Gemara says later on, daf lamed hey, that if a mother of a koyin made him a kesaynes and gave it over to the tzibur, you're allowed to wear it at least for avodas yochid. Now, avodas yochid, which Rashi later on says it means to take out the tzas kafa machta, it's din on the kohen gadol. Like upon we see that it was common for the mothers to make clothing for their children who are ka'anim. So Sichach Yitzchak says, just like we find they made like to give it off to the tzibur, they also made them big dekuna to wear as big dechol, because they want to get used to wearing this type of clothing. And therefore, even as big dechol, they used to look like a kohen. They wore kohanim clothing. And therefore, mitzvahs makes sense because it was a big decharal. They wore mitzvahs sometimes even in as big decharal. They wore even as weekday clothing, not kodesh clothing. They wore regular clothing, mundane clothing. They sometimes wore like looked like the big dekuna. That's the Gemara's teretz. Gemara's kasha was had the kabbas or sheshu v'raya. Why wearing a mitzvahs? Teretz says no. They sometimes wore mitzvahs even in decharal. What? No, it's telling you it was a common thing. It was a common thing. So it says take off the mitzvahs. It was a common thing.
Totally here.
They wore. They wore a hat. Right, right. It could be in color or a different type of material. It's possible to make a chachilah. Omar Bai, Shema Mino, you see from here, Lishkas HaGozes, Chetz V'Kodesh, Chetz V'Kodesh. You see from here, the room Lishkas HaGozes was half Kodesh, half Chol. Means half Beis HaMikdash, half not Beis HaMikdash. That's one Shema Mino, we'll see why. V'Shema Mino, Shnei Pesach Mo'ilo, it must have had two doors. Echad Pesuach V'Kodesh, one door to the Azara, V'Echad Pesuach V'Chol. One opened to the outside. So that's how you see the two Shvaminos. How do you see that? This Sakadai Doch Kula V'Kodesh, if it was always in the Kodesh, not Chatziah, Chatziah, if it was always in the Kodesh, it says Zokon Yeshiv B'Marava. The Zokon sitting in the Meirish. But Amma Mar, we know, Ein Yeshiva B'Azara, Malchiz B'Zor V'Avad. You're not allowed to sit in the Azara, you always have to stand. And so how is the Zokon sitting? It must be that in that part, the Meirish part, was not in the Kodesh. Because how can you sit there? Now this is the Ein Yeshiva Bazar. Rashi says, what's the Makar? Rashi says, because La Moed L'Shoritz. It says, you have to stand and do Avodah. Dr. Rashash, it's not really a Raya, because that's the Avodah you have to stand. Who said, there's no Ein Yeshiva Bazar? So I and Rashash for a different pshat. Now, Malchus Beis David allowed to sit. Rashi brings down from a Pasuk in Shmuel. It says, V'yovei Melech David V'yeshiv Bnei Hashem. You see, he sat and he can sit in Frei Hashem. And what's the pshat? Rashi in Shaita says, that shecholak lehem amokim kavod laharois shemalchus shlema. A melech had a right to sit because he was malchus shlema. Akaponim, so how could he sit? It must be the ma'ariv in the half of the chol. Zok the Gemara, v'isag that the kula b'chol. Maybe the whole thing was chol. Pious b'mizracha, how could you do the pious in the east side of the room? V'abeinam basically kim na'alach v'rogash. You see from that pasuk that the pious has to be in the base of mikdash. And here it's in the chol. El shmar no, chetz v'kodesh, chetz v'chol. Half in the kodesh, half in the chol. Now, that proved that. Now, what are the doors? If you say that only had one door, u'pesuach kodesh, was open to the Azara, then still, kasha zokid yoshev v'rava, how can you sit in the west side, v'atnan, halishka shabnuyis v'chol, even though lishka that was banui outside the building of the Beis HaMikdash, if a psucha is like Kodesh, teichen Kodesh. If the inside is open to Kodesh, then it is, it's called Kodesh. So how can you sit there? So it must be has to do with the outside. If you say that psuach b'chol, then pious mizrocha, how can you do the pious in the east side, but then, benuyes b'kodesh psucha is a chol, teichen chol, then it's chol. If it has a door to the outside, then it's the outside. Elav shvarin, no, shnei psuachim o'iloi, echa psuach b'kodesh, v'echa psuach b'chol. One psuach b'kodesh, and one psuach b'chol. So now let's analyze this. We're saying that the east side of the Lishkas HaGozes was Kodesh, the west side was Chol, because that's why he sat there in Merava. If anyone remembers the Gemara before, I'm sure the Elam does, the Lishkas HaGozes was on the Tzofon Mizrachim, Mizrachis Tzfonis, which means the northeastern corner. If you walk in, to the right was Lishkas HaGozes. Now, if anything, the east side of that room is more chol than the west side. The west side is mamish facing the Azara. So what's pasuk pshat in the Gemara? So I saw one of the svarim that said something that Lishkas HaGozes fit as shita was oy in the front of the Beis HaMikdash, oy in the west side. That's very strange to say that. So the Ritva says pshat is like this, that the door to the chol was keneged, was opposite the west side of it. It was on the west, like you split it in half. West to east, you split it down the middle. There was a door to the chol on the on the west half, and the door to the kodesh was on the east half. And therefore, that made a kodesh and that made a chol, even though it was taka on the right side, walking the Beis HaMikdash, but the door to the outside was there, and door to the inside was there. Yeah. So that's the pshat over here. Now, one more speak, I don't want to speak out of Tosfos. The Tosfos speaks another thing that says in the Gemara that Yoshev Sha'ichel, someone who sat down in the Azara and ate kachim. L'chayre, how do I sit in the Beis HaMikdash? Tosfos says. Tosfos is a big aside. This is a big machlokes, a big aside. He says, Only if they're not tzarech avoyde, you can't sit. But something that's tzarech avoyde, you're allowed to sit. And this is like, I don't know how Hashem's a rash, we have ulam l'sharas, but like upon him, Tais is a big yisoid, it says, Inami omer riba avram, da'af agav da'in yeshiv v'azor al-makaz, oz davar ha'amil l'advarm s'loy tzarech avoyde, aval chila tzarech avoyde, t'chziv ha'och lois ma'shgup behem, and there's a big, you know, there's a big tumult about this point, but it's an important point.
Ulam l'sharas is not a steer to this.
Why?
Is
avoda? Avoda? Yeah, this is yeah.
Achilles
I know, but it's, I know, but Tais is calling it tzarech avoda. That's not a problem.
It is tzarech avoda. No, it's not l'sharis.
Right. Okay, but tzarech. Yeah,
it's different.
Yeah. It's a sacred mitzvah. Tzarech avoda. Okay.
That's everything. You can't eat standing up. That's
bizarre.
Yeah. So the point of the pious.
Yeah.
Just to make it
rara
in the
Israelish.
Right.
There was. Yeah.
But you're hiding in a room.
What?
Room.
No, everyone came. You're right. Good kasha. But everyone came. Also, a huge crowd was going to Lusker's Gazas. Everyone said, "Where's everyone going? Where's everyone going? Must have given free kugel." No, no. 4 in the morning was one pious. Next guy was in the 4 in the morning. Then was my tumbe. The first was 4, and 7 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock, and the other thought maybe they're giving out free kishka or something. No, this is about not wrong. So everyone was going there. Okay, kids, that's what's going on. I've learned Mr. Vaita. We'll be on the next recording.